Hey, hi, hello.
Looks over at Kim because she's
we're here. Were you in thong?
Yeah, I'm so proud of Florida weather. It's so nice.
I know.
It really is.
You know, hurricane season right around the
corner. I think about all those other states that still like freezing and they're like cold and disgusting.
Right, this is still their winter. We don't have real winter. I'm grateful for that.
I low-key feel cheated.
You gotta take your ass to a different state. Right. Don't bring that here. Poor Texas. Poor Nadia.
How they do it after all of that? Was that still like happening with the whole leak floods and all that?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure it took a long time, or it's taking a long time to get all that stuff fixed. Because this lady who was on her stories, I follow her. She lives in Texas, and she was saying that she had called like the plumber people, and they were backed up like a month.
Oh, so if your house is leaking, you just had to keep leaking because clearly they can't even come out to.
There are no emergency services because people can't live like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Did you see Chip and Joanna? Their whole restaurant. Their whole restaurant, the pipes bursted and it was water everywhere.
Like, I was still trying to understand, I guess, the science behind why everybody's pipes were bursting.
I don't quite understand, but I hear it a lot, but I don't really understand the science behind it either. Because I know, like, people who live up north say you gotta, like, run your water during the winter so that your pipes don't freeze. I guess it's the freezing part. Maybe after they freeze, they burst? I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Or maybe the water in there has become ice. Because, you know, when something is, maybe it's like a can of soda. Leave a can of soda in the freezer too long, it busts.
I don't get it at all.
Maybe it pressurized? If anybody knows...
Help us out, because I was trying to figure that out. I thought their house was flooding because, I don't know, it was just so much rain and their house couldn't dig. I'm just like, that doesn't make sense because, you know, it rains all the time. Yeah. But then I was like, it's the pipes. I'm like, so what the fuck wrong with their pipes? So was it like really, really super cold and then...
Yeah, it was cold.
So that's what, okay. So
it was cold. It was below...
Blame the freeze. Yeah, then.
It was below freezing kind of cold.
Okay.
Which I guess Texas isn't used to, which I imagine so. I mean, it's supposed to be hot in Texas.
Because they weren't prepared for that at all.
No. They don't even have the installation on their homes for it. Like they do up north. So I know we don't. I know we don't. I mean, it makes sense though, because why prepare for a snowstorm in Florida? You know?
Correct.
Why prepare for a hurricane?
If it ever rained here, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? Is it the end of the world? Because what's happening?
Blizzard snow? Oh no.
Because I will, well, low-key, you'll be excited because it's snow. But at the same time, it's like, what the fuck is happening?
It's very much global warming.
This is not right. This is not right.
At all.
Whoa.
Because the second California get a hurricane, it'll be like,
are we dying?
Wait a minute.
Should we prepare?
What would you prefer? Do you like what natural disaster do you think is like? Ugh. Would you say like blizzard, hurricane, tornado, earthquake?
I'm trying to think. What could my house survive?
Tsunami.
Ooh. Not a tsunami. What?
Anything that wild can kiss my ass. But then earthquakes look kind of scary too.
The ground can shake. Sometimes that shit split. You don't think that?
Things fall over.
Yeah. That's scary. I don't want to think about it.
The wildfires, too. That shit really freaks me out. Because the earth just be on fire. Like, what?
How do they contain that?
And it does it every year. Like, they have a fire season. Just like we have a hurricane season.
So the forest just said, fuck us. They decided to just... That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
That is crazy.
I'll go with what I grew up with. Hurricanes. I feel like we at least can prepare. I mean, they're ass. Don't get me wrong. They're not fun by any stretch. But we can at least prepare, get out if we need to, stuff like that.
Tornado. One time, y'all house had flooded.
One time.
Several times. I thought it was just that one big time.
No. That was a recurring theme. Oh, hurricane season kicked our ass a couple years in a row. Like, it was...
I remember it being bad for like two to three years in a row. Yeah. And then I feel like, last year, did I miss it?
Because 2017 was when we had to stay home in 2 days.
It was.
Our house flooded that year, too.
Did it flood last year? Did anything?
It did not flood last year. Because I think after a certain point, my daddy was like, no more. So he built whatever system he built, dug up the backyard. Like, he did all kind of shit just to get... Because the problem was that the water in our backyard would just collect back there. It wouldn't drain anywhere. So we'd have a pond in our backyard. So he got it to the point where the water that goes to the backyard drains to the street.
Good. Bless it, which we should have been doing.
Right.
Ugh.
So, you know, my baby no crystals there.
I'm just trying to think. Maybe COVID took over hurricane season last year because I just don't remember. I don't remember what the hurricane was called. Was it a hurricane? Listen, I'm just hush. I don't watch the news, y'all.
I don't
really
think anything clearly landfall here.
Damn.
But they did say last year was like the most... I read before hurricane season last year that it was supposed to be the most active. Because I remember because I was like, 2020, please.
Like, just what? Chill, right.
What do we do? And then, even though it wasn't as, like, devastating, I think there were, like, the most storms we've ever had. I think they went through the alphabet, like, 1.5 times.
Raggedy.
So, yeah.
So, in comparison to how 2020 started and how 2021 is going, are we doing better?
I guess, yeah.
I guess when they say Florida is open, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so Florida is wide open now. Definitely. I mean,
because the movie theaters and stuff, they're opening things like this. I'm like, okay, so literally, back.
I went out, and it was two things. It was like two things I noticed. Oh, the Apple Store. The Apple Store, it used to have it as, like, first of all, the entire store was blocked off. They had, like, this setup in the front, and people waited outside, and then they went in for their appointment or whatever, and they talked to whoever was at the desk, and then they left. But now the store is, like, back open. They're still limiting the amount of people that can go in there, but it's, like, wide open now. And it was something else, and I was like, damn, this is just open. Like, there's no restrictions.
I went to Walmart to their little barricade things down. I was like, okay, really? So we just walk it in now.
Oh.
Because for long, they had that long thing. I was like, what is this?
So I guess I'm thinking it's because of the vaccine. I think because they're starting to administer the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Because they got a setup over at Gateway.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
My uncle said he had to go to Lake City for his. I'm like, damn, they don't have any more in Jacksonville? Because it was already not convenient. I'm like, oh, you got to take a day off. Like, America knows how to make everything hard. Because why do I have to take a day off of work to go get this vaccine? Why can't I just, like, what is the deal? You really got to wait in line all day. You cannot, no, it's not a, oh, go real quick on your lunch and come back. No, no.
No, no, no. Don't go see your PCP and just go get it real, you know, make an appointment real quick.
Can you do that?
Can you? It seems like you got to go to where they're administering. Yeah. So I don't think.
Let me find out.
I don't think my doctor has. You know what I mean? What do I know?
Let me find out.
I haven't been there since before COVID. So, yeah, there's that. What they got going on?
I went in December. They didn't say anything about it, but.
We literally can't. Oh, we couldn't go anywhere. I remember my birthday last year. I was just over here like, oh, I can't do anything.
March birthdays got robbed. March, April, robbed.
We were robbed.
Robbed. Oh my gosh. If you had plans, because a lot of people make their plans months in advance. So you got all these plans already and they're telling you you can't go anywhere.
Literally everything was closed. Not even how you know it was when they started opening up just a little bit.
Everything was closed.
People weren't even going to work. Like, that's how closed shit was. It was still wild to me. I was like, Walmart, not Walmart. I'm trying to think of a store that was, like, legit, like, clothes.
And it's, like, never
everything.
Closed.
I was like, what the fuck? Motherfuckers buying a part. That's when everybody buying the tissue and stuff, right?
Yeah, me and Ami was just talking about that. Why was everybody buying so much tissue?
I bought tissue in Home Depot, and it cost me, like, $15 or $13.
That's ridiculous. I remember that. Oh, my God, you did.
I needed it. I was just buying it just to buy it, like, these regular
and clothes. And everybody was price gouging at the time, too. So if you needed it, they were going to raise the prices on if you was buying it online.
Home Depot, go to hell for that one. They really can go to hell.
I was talking to him the other day. He was saying that he was in Target, I think, and he had seen all the, you know, the Clorox wipes and all the disinfectant wipes.
Uh-huh.
He had seen all of those, and he was like, yeah, I grabbed about 10 of them. I said, you're the fucking problem. You're the problem. Why? Why do you need 10 of those? Like, what is the reason?
Well, as long as remember, all that shit was off the shelf as well. For good reason. That made sense.
That makes sense.
That sold out.
But still, y'all, how much disinfecting do you really need to do? Please save some for the others. Like...
You know my girl like 10.
For what? All that shit, the problem.
What else was sold out? Okay, so the Lysol was gone. The tissue was gone. Was it something else?
I don't know. Not that I remember.
I can't remember. I just remember being like, what is happening?
I just remember life. Paper towels, of course. That was gone.
Jesus.
I had to actually, you know, when I really felt the pandemic, because they cut off the Walmart pickup. So I had to go inside to go shopping.
I'm actually doing my own grocery shopping. That's not fun.
I'm pushing this cart around and picking up the items and putting it in. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
That? Is that TikTok?
Yeah. Camille was at Tracy House yesterday because she was watching her for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she got inside this hamper and I guess she was tipping it or whatever, so she ended up falling. Tracy captured a picture of the whole thing. I was like, I wish that would have been on TikTok because we could have been like, oh no, oh no. And watched her fall to the ground.
Did you have it first of all?
Yes. Oh my God. I was cracking up. Doggo Camille. That's what she get. So I'm sure Tracy was like, what are you doing? No. On the ground. I was like, Tracy, how did you even get look at Camille. All you see is her little legs. It's like that girl is funny.
She is so funny.
Oh my goodness.
These kids are getting big.
They are. I'm looking at her legs like, girl, I'm like 10.
That's what I'm saying. Legs are long.
Who told you to grow up?
If she's taller than you.
You think so?
I think she is.
Oh, we'd be like at least the same.
You, Kitty taller than you, ain't she?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she's some taller.
I'm the shortest in the family, technically.
How does that happen?
Everybody,
what? Yeah, like everybody's taller than you. First of all, both of Amin's parents, you know, he's like 6'2", 6'3". Uh-huh. Both of his parents were below 6 feet. Like, his mother is short, right? And his father was not that tall for a man either. How the hell did you get so tall?
I mean, little gene tapes we have to do in our bio labs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Those goddamn dominant recessive genes, they'll do it.
They really will. I seen this tweet that was like, if a guy says he's 5'11", he's really like 5'8". Because if he was 5'11", he would have said he was 6 feet.
Ooh. Because someone just says I'm 5'11". I asked somebody the other day how tall they was. And they kind of fumbled around like that. Instead
Did
of just,
they?
Yes.
Oh.
And I was standing in front of the person. So it was kind of weird. I was like...
And they were taller than you, I'm sure.
They were taller than me, of course.
So there's no need to lie, sir. If you're taller than me, it's fine.
What is happening?
But are men really like height? That's what they call it, height fishing. Y'all really faking like y'all? I mean, I know with the shoes on, you're a little bit taller, but you could be... What's your driver's license say? No, because you could tell them that, too. They don't actually take your height.
Yeah.
You literally could just tell them.
Because I told her, I said, I want to put 5'3 on this one.
You know, I want to put 5'3.
Yeah.
I put 5'8, you know, 5'7.5. A toss-up between what? 5'3 and 5 what? 2? How tall are you?
I think I'm 5'2. Why and you a cheap? Half.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh. I can't remember which one, but I think I wanted this ID to say 5'3 for some
reason. Girl, go ahead.
So I chose that. Now I kind of want to say 5'2 again. We'll see. I'm feeling.
Short.
Right. Okay. Short. Almost made it. Just made the height requirements for the rides.
Oh, no.
I think they're requiring like maybe 4'11", 4'9".
Yeah,
because
it's like 48 inches, right? Something like that.
Blessed Jesus. I don't know if Camille gonna be tall or not. Because she's still the shortest of all her cousins. So maybe. I don't know. Bless her heart.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see when my girl gets to her double digits.
Ooh, let's see. She's skyrocketing. Oh my God. No offense to y'all tall people. No offense.
Because.
Yeah, but I don't want to be looking up like this to Camille. I really don't. It's gonna annoy me.
So all Terry is taller than her, so.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's like that.
Even Maya?
Yeah, at this point. Or Maya might be the same height as Tara.
When do we stop growing?
I think girls stop growing when we're 18, 21.
Okay, so Maya can still technically.
18, I think it
is. Oh, wow.
And boys are a little bit later.
I low-key, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I stopped growing in, like, fourth grade.
What?
That's how I feel.
No.
That's, honest to God, that's how I feel.
No.
Okay, maybe I'm making that up. No. I know for a fact I had to be, like, maybe four.
You mean, like, height-wise?
Yeah, height-wise.
What?
I feel like I stopped growing maybe somewhere between fourth and sixth grade.
That is so early.
I legit feel the same height.
What the hell happened? I mean, I guess that's just that's what height you were always meant to be.
I was going to get me taller.
That's not fair.
But look at everybody on my dad's side. We're all short.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I assume that's just it for me. If I got a little bit taller, it was me still just right down here.
Oh, no.
Guess that's all, folks. That was me.
I don't think I hit my last little growth spurt around ninth grade. I think around ninth grade. I think I hit my max height.
I don't remember being 4'11", then I remember being 5'2". Those are the main two heights I remember in my life.
Really?
Yes.
And that's where it stopped.
And that's literally where it stopped.
That's where the book stopped.
That's where the book stopped on me. And I also, look, TMI, not TMI, but I was always thinking about my boobs, mm-hmm. when my boobs kind of came in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 4th, 5th grade, 6th grade, maybe. Somewhere in between 4th and 6th grade, like, that was it, and it stopped. Everybody else's boobs got bigger. And I was like, looking down at my chest like, so that's it? And that was it. Like, what the fuck? I remember being an A cup or maybe, yeah, I was like an A cup.
First of all, last time I was an A cup, I was in the womb. Are you kidding me? You don't know, I was looking at my chest.
Because everybody's boobs got bigger and bigger. I'm just like, bitch, I guess, look, the buck stops here, I guess. I've never had big boobs. So just think at middle school, like, now I have some because I had Camille, I feel.
Right.
But before then, I was kind of like just itty bitty titty committee all my life. Great.
First of all, the first time I ever heard that, I hollered.
Itty bitty.
Yes. Oh my God. I screamed.
But look at everybody with big boobs, they kind of tell you it's like a hassle on their back hurt. Or there's things that they can't wear because the boobs.
The highest of high keys.
Oh,
big boobs are so overrated. They don't do nothing. Personally, I feel like it's a scam. Because what are they here for? Why? Who told them to do all of this?
I was trying to figure out what determines boob size.
I guess genetics.
on the, yeah, of course.
And weight, because I know it's this girl I follow. She was talking about getting a breast reduction for a long time because her boobs, they were huge. But then she started losing weight, and you know, obviously the size of your boobs go down. So I guess it's just genetics and weight, like every fucking thing else.
So if I got super big, I would have really big boobs.
Yeah, probably.
But I've seen some really big people with tiny boobs. You know what I mean? Mm. Not like my size boobs, but like tinier than what you would think this big old person
has. How big did your boobs get when you were pregnant with Camille?
I don't know.
Uh-uh. Well, I mean, were they bigger than normal though?
No. I don't think I'm like shot up from like A cup to like C or anything. Oh, I don't think it was that so much of a jump, but.
I don't know. I'm not science.
But I do remember being like, okay, so I guess my shit just not going to grow anymore. Great.
And dang. And it's me, like, I wish this would calm down.
So you noticed when yours kept growing, well, obviously I had to buy bigger bras.
Dude. Yeah.
And it's me still buying bras out of Walmart.
And I always felt like I had, I always felt like they were big for my, like, relative size.
Well, I'm going to drink this nasty shit. I want it to taste good. And it's so going to
get
bad.
Worse with time because it's ice in it. So ugh. It's just going to get more and more watered down and less sugary. That's not good. And they can tell too because you didn't drink it.
What were we talking about?
Boobs.
Oh, yeah. Because we were talking about height and I thought about my boobs, how they never grew.
But I was going to say, I've always felt like they were bigger, like big compared to my size. Like it didn't matter how small or how big I was. Like to me, they were always big. So, yeah, big boobs are the plague and I'm not a fan personally.
What about your feet?
What about my feet?
Like your shoe size. When did you notice that?
I'm very insecure about my shoe size. Oh. I think when I was, because I do have memory of being like an 8, 8.5. Those are the good old days. But I think maybe middle school, high school?
I'm trying to think. I think
high school.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's when I hit my max. And then I realized, I used to think that had a lot to do with height, like your feet. But then Tara has the same shoe size as me. And she's significantly shorter than me.
Me and Katie, like, she's like 8, I'm like 7.5. But we can still kind of wear each other's shoes here and there. So see, I think.
But then I know somebody that's your height that wears like a 3.5.
I envy her because she can go get the kids' shoes. For real, for real.
Yeah.
If I can get kids' shoes, but I can get the, you know what I'm talking about.
And it's just me, man, that I can't even get women's shoes. Like, I can get women's shoes, but once I cross over to like the boy kind of, you know what I'm saying, the ones that are marketed to men and boys, uh-huh. I'm in men's sizes.
Right.
Not little
right.
boys. And I don't like that.
Thanks. You ordered something, Kim?
I did not. Or maybe
look at him, let's watch their magic. He got out running and he kind of stopped.
These are Amazon workers because he's not even out of the truck yet. Is he?
He is. Oh, okay. Two of them.
Okay. So I still see somebody behind the,
It's me, how I get a partner because I'm driving, you're going to, you know, jump out.
Man, that seems so efficient.
Let's apply.
Let's not. Because we already got jobs.
Look at me, ready for
that. It's two of them.
She's driving, that's a girl, right?
Yeah, that's a girl.
She's driving that thing. It's a lady who drop off my Amazon packages sometimes. Be driving a bigger Amazon. I'm like, okay. Do you know what this is? Oh, it's a FedEx. It's one of them other. She was a lady driving a big ass truck. I'm like, look at you.
Kind of remind me of that episode of Modern Family where Cam was trying to drive that truck.
Were they trying to like back up or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that a little bit. Modern Family, don't get me started.
Yeah, because I started watching it again.
Bitch, I didn't know Dee Dee died, so.
Oh, yeah, because you hadn't seen any of that.
I said, because they was getting ready for like Halloween or something, and I guess Claire got the phone call from the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She said, my mom died. It's me turns, I'm working. So I'm looking, I said, what? So upset, I was so annoyed. I was like, what are they talking about? And I'm thinking maybe it was a misunderstanding. And the show was going on. I'm like, it's gonna probably be a misunderstanding. Dee Dee gonna pop up or some shit. She just wanted to see how they would react to her dying. Dee Dee was gone. And I said, what? I'm really upset. Oh, I'm annoyed. I didn't get into it. That really bothered me. Because the way.
Why?
Because what? It was no need to kill her off the show.
No, it definitely wasn't.
There was no need because she wasn't like an every episode character.
No, she definitely wasn't.
So them killing her, I was like, what the fuck y'all do that for?
Maybe they did that for Claire and I really did enjoy the episode.
Yeah, because how they kind of.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute. Dee
Dee didn't do that
to nobody.
First of all, Dee Dee was the worst. Don't even.
But that's why I wanted her to stay. She was fun.
She was awful.
Lily was torturing poor Gloria with that little figure.
Oh my God, she was. Really, it was Lily because.
Lily, you're awful. But watching them, like, you know, crying, kind of like, she got the voicemail, she got to hear her mom.
I wept. Oh my God, I cried so hard.
Because she felt so bad. She the last thing they had. They argued or something, right?
Yeah.
I felt bad. As soon as she said it, Mitch was like, well, at least I got to tell her I loved her. And I could tell Claire was like, oh, shit, I didn't get to do that.
Right.
And then Jay had his little moment, too, with the bread. Sweet.
Oh, look at you.
That's why I think that episode was like, what? I was really in my feels. That whole episode was an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, Halloween, too. I usually enjoy the Halloween episodes.
Why they had to do that? Because they know Claire fuck with Halloween. They real nasty for that.
They is real nasty for that.
That's Claire holiday. I wish you would have been there because the way I looked up and said, what?
You in the living room?
Yes. Piss the fuck off.
My mom died. Pardon?
I would have had a little button that played your voice to say that. Oh, I'm going to find out how to make fun.
Pardon?
I'm going to just record Kim voice saying that and just put it as a...
Oh you can God, literally, I did that in.
Or something. Yes. Can we do that?
Yes. You have to like record me. I think on the voice memos and like, there's a way you can turn that into a ringtone because I did that in college.
Pardon.
Every time. You are so stupid. You guys, I'm learning French, so that's just my fancy French accent. Oh, you are so. Can you please? She's.
Because I think Kid Fury said it one time too, and it's just how hard they say the don't. Y'all say the don't part. That's what takes me over because it's like so funny.
Do it again.
Don't. I think that's the kicker.
Oh.
And it's so fitting because when somebody like they really tried, it's kind of like pardon. Like.
Pardon. Not pardon. Not like you Americans pardon. Say. Oh my God.
So you really said it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
No, that's really extra.
Oh.
That's super extra.
Woo.
That's like my Pepe Le Pew.
We're all over the place, but it's fun.
We are.
We started talking about genetics instead of talking about height and size.
We was talking about genetics.
I'm not thinking what God is saying. I'm talking about Camille and how tall she might be.
Oh, something. Yes. I said she was going to be taller than you.
Ooh, bless it. What else we had to do?
Let's
talk about this nasty refresher I got from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Which I'm lucky. I might drive back up there and be like, get the straw.
This isn't good.
This isn't right. This isn't okay.
It's definitely supposed to be a syrup situation, so I'm just trying to figure out how do they fuck this up.
How do we mess this up?
I was thinking about that interview.
The
Brit.
Oh. What, you're talking about Harry and Meghan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, I can't stop thinking about Princess Diana. Oh. I have been thinking about her for weeks. Because I was watching The Crown, and then I watched that interview, which, of course, just had all kinds of Diana undertones. And I'm just like, wow, they really took her from us. I was three, so you didn't know anything about her.
I didn't know this lady.
They really snatched Diana? How dare they?
You had me. I did try to watch the first episode of The Crown, but again, I was working, so I just couldn't focus. But I saw when he was... What happened? He was coughing through the blood, right? And he realized he had surgery and he had cancer. So like, that's about as far as, you know, I've gotten things like that.
He died pretty young for a king.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't understand that guy. They had the wedding or whatever, and they had that old guy walking. Everybody was kind of standing up for him. Who's that guy?
I don't know, probably somebody really high in the church. Because they're super, like, the British royal family is, like, supposed to be super tied with the church. So I'm sure it was, like, the head minister or somebody like that.
He was also the one who was like, yeah, he has cancer. Like, he found out he had cancer. Who is this white guy?
Oh, wait, no, that might have been her daddy. Because he's the one that had cancer. How old was the man?
No. It was somebody who came to the wedding. He kind of sat down in just, like, general seating.
Oh, okay.
He walked in with his wife. But he was somebody was like, yeah, he still thinks he's the head of something, whatever.
Was the wife, did the wife have dark hair?
No, she was old and gray. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
one day.
It's been a while.
I said, this is why I turned it off. I said, I got to figure this out. I didn't know who these characters are because clearly this is going to mean something at some point.
Do a lot of Googling. Because, like, I mean, these are historical figures. So these are people. So I need to figure out who the hell these people are. And how do they relate to the queen?
But yeah, the interview. That was nice.
It was pretty scandalous. It wasn't really that scandalous, but it was scandalous for the Brits. Because
the Brits.
Because them being accused of racism is like, you know, in 2021, that is pretty scandalous. Because
I don't know who the fuck said that shit.
I feel like it was William. I think it was either William or Charles.
I think it was Kate, because I think she's a bitch on the
low. Ooh, Kate.
That's my personal opinion.
Because she did make the Duchess cry.
I feel like she would slide some. That's some shit a woman would say, like, sliding into a conversation, like, real, try to be casual about it.
I think they would all slide that into a conversation, try to be casual about it, though.
I feel like it came from a woman, though. Okay.
The thing that got me, though, is that Meghan Markle is the color of my walls. Like, I just don't, like, she's,
She not like Kelly Rowland, like, super chocolate, Lupita, like, she ain't, so Lupita walk around Bobby Castle. You know what I mean? A lot of
people didn't even know she was black. When me and my daddy, I'm sure I've told this story. Me and my daddy was watching her on Suits because obviously she was an actress before she was anything else. But I was like looking at, and I knew. I was looking at her and I was like, oh, that girl's black. And my daddy was like, that girl ain't black. And I'm like, daddy, look
what
at her.
What he thought she was.
He just thought she was white. But I'm like, oh, daddy, wow. Look at her. What are you talking about? Like, clearly she's black. That girl ain't black. To the point where I had to Google her mother and like, I'm like, look at her edges. Crystal even said that.
Her edges.
It's her hair that gives it away. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. But I could very clearly tell she was black. But like, the whole point I'm trying to make is that a whole lot of people didn't know she was even black. So I was like, they're reserving racism for this lady?
So she wondered what she could have went for passing like back then.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's what blows my mind that people were literally out here passing.
Literally.
Because y'all could not tell that that was a black woman. You know what I mean? They were that light, or you know, they pressed their hair out that well for y'all not to be like, that's a nigger.
Right.
Respectfully.
Because I thought it's a whole lot easier. It's a little bit easier to pass for black than it is to pass for white. Like, that's not, you. First of all, you got to be light enough for it. We clearly can't pass for white.
Absolutely not. You're like, bitch, bye.
But I'm like, they would really, like, like hardcore racism for this lady. I just found that so strange because she's so white.
She is. And that baby, again.
That baby is mostly white.
She's not too dark. I don't want
to. That baby ain't even majority black. Like,
so why did they? So they said that before the baby was born, this was like recent.
I think when they got married.
Raggedy assholes. I know it's Kate. Yeah, what the in my mind, like? Kate's the mean girl. I know it. She's the Regina George of that cast.
I just feel like, do y'all really care about the baby being a little bit dark when y'all are inbred anyway?
Yeah, race is just.
But they're all cousins anyway. Oh. It's gross. Literally, the Queen and Prince Philip are cousins. Like, it's, ew. I don't.
See, that's why I didn't watch it, because Kim, what? Blew my mind.
And it's just like, what are we even really doing here? But yeah, I appreciate Oprah for giving us those good memes.
Just to be clear, okay, in The Crown, first episode, the one who got married, that was the Queen, right?
Yes, that was okay. Queen Elizabeth the second.
Because I know how far back, well, I did see the date. Didn't it say 1940s? Am I tripping?
Yes, 1947.
I was like, wait a minute, that don't seem that old. I mean, it's old, but it didn't seem, well, I guess it is.
47?
It's old. It didn't seem like.
That's World War II.
It didn't seem like the Roaring Twenties or something like that to me. I feel like that's, I don't know why my brain processed that, like, that's super old. But then 47 didn't seem that, I was like, 47? Okay.
I don't feel like it was that long ago.
Okay.
It's because I'm still thinking it's like the year 2000 when it's not. It's a whole 21 years after that.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. Why do I still think it's 2000? I don't know.
I'm trying to remember New Year's 2000 because that was obviously a big deal.
Right. I don't remember.
Damn it. I want to say Granny took us downtown. It was a bad car accident.
Oh, I'm supposed to say cute.
I want to look back into that.
Yeah. Let me know.
Hold, please.
But, yeah, it's. She's going to live forever. That lady's not going to die.
Bless it.
She's been queen for so long. We think about her doc. I think she became queen in her, like, she was 25 or something like that. So she's in her 90s. So it's been a long time.
And I thought about how he was, like, the guy who she married. Like, he was not okay playing second fiddle.
No.
So I was kind of watching. Okay, and then when they was getting married, there was a line that came up talking about to love, cherish, obey, or whatever the fuck that line is. And so the lady was like, obey. And somebody was like, yeah, she insisted that that line be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did she?
She did, though, because she wanted to soften the blow for Philip. Because I think she knew that. Because she, I think at the beginning, and I mean, I don't know Queen Elizabeth, but at the beginning, I think she was very committed to being a mother because she thought she was going to live, you know, a pretty normal life or whatever. She was committed to being a mother, a wife, that whole deal. So I think she really was trying to make the transition as easy as she could for Philip.
Trash.
I think she even wanted to do the name thing, too, but they wouldn't let her.
Mm.
They would not let her for good reason. No, you may not.
What else is new, Kim?
I don't know. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was a 3-day weekend because I took off on Friday.
Tell me that.
Listen, I told them at the last second, so okay. That's how that works.
Did you like flex or anything, or you just took
hell
the whole
no?
Eight?
I just took it the whole 8. I had no intention. I was gonna just work a normal week, and then I was like, ooh, can't gotta go.
You had that many orders?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I was like, this is good. Ridiculous.
You talking about you taking off your job to work?
I said I took off to work to work. How the fuck?
But you got some stuff done, right?
Yeah. What the fuck? Side
and
hustle.
You still like, paid too. It wasn't like you lost that money.
Correct.
Extra money, baby.
Thank God for PTO.
Right. Ooh. Some people have to take off and they don't get. When I was a temp, if I was off, I just didn't get paid, which is trash.
I'm thinking about tacos, Kim.
You want some tacos?
Yes.
And
a margarita, a frozen one.
I had tacos twice yesterday for breakfast and for dinner.
You eat breakfast tacos?
I had the best first watch.
Sorcery.
I went with Granny and my uncle. My granny's gonna kill me.
Why?
Because we've been walking. Like, we've been walking for real. And she walked fast. I know. I told
you. So why she gonna kill you?
Because she walked fast.
Oh, that's why. Okay. I thought you meant she's gonna kill you, like, for something that you did.
No. I mean, she's gonna kill me. Not on purpose, but she's gonna kill me.
The last time I went walking the bridges with Kitty, that was a long time ago. My thighs, my legs were, like, itching. That makes sense?
No.
Some people say, like, if you ain't worked out in a minute and then you start to get active again, your body, like, sometimes itches. Tingle. Girl, I was about to die. I said, mama. No. I thought maybe, like, would I use Tide? Like, what's going on? Like, I feel like I changed my
detergent. I've never heard that.
Shit was awful. It was awful.
I've never heard that before. Now I gotta do my Google. But my fucking ankles hurt. That's what I know. My thighs and my calves.
I want to walk, Kim. Let me walk with you one time.
You get up early enough, because we be going in the morning. We get our breakfast, and then we go to the
bridges, or?
No, we walk along the river. Like, we start at the YMCA.
Over there by River Post? Over there?
Or? Is there a YMCA? Yeah, in the area. The Riverside area. It's across the street from that burrito gallery over there.
Yeah, I should say burrito gallery.
So we start there, and then we walk to where the Riverside Arts Market be, like, by the, pretty much the Cummers. We walk to there, and then we walk all the way. I don't even know where we be at, but past where the landing used to be. I found out yesterday it's, like, a 3-mile walk.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, I thought you were going to say y'all started at the YMCA and ended up over there by the, not St. Vincent's, but that's far, but, like, you know where that little park is over there.
Probably, so, yeah, that is probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's past.
That's a nice walk.
I gotta figure out where exactly we be stopping. Because it's a specific place. Like, we stop at this, like, sculpture. That pointy sculpture that's on that. I'll tell you about it later.
Is it red?
No, it's silver. I wonder if I show it to you, you know. But, yeah, it's a 3-mile walk. And it's pretty good. Like, I mean, you know, I'm trying to. I think everybody these days is trying to get their bodies moving after being in the fucking house for a year. So I'm not, like, mad at it, but, bitch, I'm definitely out of shape.
That's why I'm only talking about people talking about, I think, who the fuck said that to me? I was like, you know the way. I was like, well, you know depression. That helped.
I am so tired of you.
Shout to depression one time for you. Because I'm working out. Bitch, I haven't been to my gym in over a year, I'm sure.
No.
You've been getting my $24.97 for over a year.
Get your money. What?
You got to go in there and cancel it. Y'all trying to shame me, bitch.
Yeah. They do that on purpose.
You know I ain't going to come in there. But I told you I was gonna wait till the classes started back, because I used to go in there for the classes. Nigga, of course, COVID.
Yeah, you and Kitty, you and Dominique.
No, that was different. So they cut those off too. I said, I've been going through this whole, like, breakup depression situation and still working out. I've been a real bad bitch. I'm talking about a real bad bitch, because I'd have been toned and slim.
Yeah. You'd have lost.
Now I'm just
fat,
slim.
And then you'd have toned it up.
Exactly. We're gonna see. If you fit got in classes back, I'm gonna start going back in there. They owe me like a year's work. Look, they owe me.
Right.
They owe me.
You owe them, actually. You owe them to get your ass in there.
I gotta go in there for a year straight to make up for clearly not going. Damn, that's crazy. Like, yeah, I was like, remember I told y'all, I was like, I wish I could get real sick or get real sad so I could lose a lot of weight.
And I told you were foolish for that, but okay.
And look at God, because it happened. Bitch got sad and lost some weight.
I'm glad it was the sad and not the sick. Because the sick is like, if you lose that much weight, are you dying?
Right. Happening to me.
You see, I got my little workout equipment over there.
I didn't take Camilla. I got real sick one of these random nights, like a few weeks ago, and she was throwing up. So at one point, she's standing over the toilet. She's throwing up, and she's like, "What's wrong with me today?" Oh, and I was like, "Oh, come in."
Because that's so definitely what you be thinking when you be throwing up. Like, please, body, stop this.
What's wrong with me?
Oh, baby.
She said, "What's wrong with me today?"
Throwing up is the worst.
Because is something I ate? What's happening?
Oh my gosh. Bless her heart. She said, what's wrong with me today? Oh, poor baby. Because it really feels like you're throwing up your whole inside.
Literally, is my stomach going to come up next? Like, what is happening?
That's the most unpleasant feeling in the world.
Oh, you asked about my week and I said I was off. And then, how do we get to throw up? I don't know. It's a journey.
You're talking about you wish you had gotten sick.
I'm just happy I lost weight.
I don't know when people be like, oh, you lost weight. I don't really know it, but thanks. But I don't be seeing it. So it's different if you've actually been, you know.
Correct.
Like, thank you.
That's why I know I ain't been working out. And that's why I was like, well, thank you, depression, because that's all I got.
So this is all about the not eating for me, because I do be fasting. But that's it.
I'm going to the gym. I'm lying.
I just don't like it. I've come to the conclusion that I don't like the gym, and it's never going to click for me. It's not that I don't like working out. I just don't like the gym.
Fair.
It's just not, like, having to go and that be like, I just don't like it. There are men there. I don't,
without my legs tingling, hopefully.
You should come with us. Like I said, you get up early enough, so. What's on your agenda for today?
I thought about going back to the mall because I went in there, but I went in there for that grand opening. I had literally left right after that. Mm. I had heels on. I'm not going to walk the mall with heels. Who do you think I am? Thought about going back. Just I wanted to get a Cinnabon, but I was like, do I really need a
Cinnabon? Oh, I haven't seen her in a while.
Exactly. I was like, I really came to the mall. I didn't get one. But now I'm just going to go to that rainbow up the street. Mm. That sounds fun. I was supposed to go bowling.
I don't have anything. Last night, that hour they snatched from me, that kind of kicked my ass.
I didn't realize until Kitty called me this morning. She was talking about it. And I was like, huh?
You did come a little late, too, because I looked at my thing. I was like, where's money? Because she's normally here by now.
But, I was like, I was on the phone this morning.
With whom?
Andrea. Oh. And then I couldn't find this. And then I took a shower. And I was doing all this other shit.
What time you woke up this morning?
Look, technically. Well, I woke up. My alarm went off. So technically, 8 o'clock. So that was my heel alarm. And then my 8:30 evening exchange alarm went off.
You are so cute. All these alarms. Well, you know, today's the first Sunday without my best friend, so I'm just gonna...
I saw his U-Haul video when he was showing him packing it up and stuff.
He left us. Chelsea got me fucked up. She talking about, I was talking to her the other day, and I was like, yeah, I mean, leaving or whatever. So I guess I hadn't told her, so she was asking me about it, and she was like, oh, are you going to cry? And I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to cry. She was like, oh, you're growing up? I said,
oh, go to hell.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm saying, when he left, like, were you there to, like, y'all, like, waved him? He drove the U-Haul or he drove his car?
He drove, well, he didn't drive shit.
Oh, so you could put your car to the back of the U-Haul. That's stupid. Yeah. I'm like, how the fuck does this work? Yeah. There it is. Damn.
So they drove the U-Haul up there, you know?
Oh, so he rolled with somebody?
Yeah, it was him, his brother, and his sister, I think.
Okay.
And maybe his mom, maybe not his mom. At least his brother, one of his brothers and his sister.
Why you ain't go get him?
Because I had a job. Oh, even on Thursday.
That makes sense. I did see the story in the middle of the week, didn't I?
They left late at night, too, so they didn't get there till 4 in the morning. And I don't even know what time they get. I don't even know when they got back.
Aw. I thought it happened so fast.
They did. I mean, it kind of did, because he applied for the job, I think, a month ago. So he applied for it, interviewed for it, and moved up there in like a month.
He in a whole new city. How he like it so far?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Kim?
It's his fault. He the one moved. He didn't call me. I figured when he calls me, he's like settled and he's like ready to talk or whatever.
Because y'all need to go get y'all donuts.
We do. But that's
what time is it? Go get a taco instead. Go get a taco instead. I want a taco in my
face. You want to go eat tacos today?
Yes, please. Thanks.
Okay. Where's she dropping?
Drop it.
Which one are you going to?
I was thinking that, so I had a good frozen margarita from the one in the town center, but I also had a very good blueberry one at the one near
Brooklyn.
So I'm trying to decide.
Figure it out. You know what? Me and Ami had this thing about the town center because, like, I think one time I had, like, it just wasn't all that good. And I think one time he had a meal that just wasn't all that good. So ever since then, we kind of, like, blacklisted the town center.
Y'all are rude.
Yeah, very much. And so we stopped going there. And so I remember one time I was, like, at IKEA. And I wanted some Brielle Gallery so bad. But I did not feel like driving all the way to Brooklyn. Like, that's all out the way. So I went to the town center. And it was so good.
Right. It flips every time.
It was so good. And you know, I was ashamed to tell Amin. Because he was going to talk about me. Because I remember the next time I mentioned it, something about, I didn't even say I ate there. I just mentioned Burrito Gallery in the town center. He was like, ugh. So, yeah, friend, you're very judgy. We are some judgy. We're very critical.
I thought the last time me and you went to the one at the town center, I noticed they, either they put the sauces on the bottom. One of them put the sauce on the bottom, one of them put it on the top. Mm. I was like, oh, okay, I've seen the difference now between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I tried that sauce. What's it called? Chorizo sauce?
Chipotle mayo? Chipotle mayo.
I'm making shit up, sorry. But I tried that.
The little orange-ish. Is it orange?
Yeah.
I guess so. That, first of all, just squirt that directly into my mouth.
Oh, stop
it's
it.
It's so good.
I had to put it on the side. I was like, I'm not sure, but I'm going to try this sauce my friend mentioned.
Oh, God. Also, I've been getting your name at restaurants.
You have?
I have. What's the name for the order? Mo. M-O-E. I do that. M-O.
Like, okay. It's me should be doing that, but I still be like, Kim, I was asking yesterday.
Go to hell. Like,
Chick-fil-A. Every time I go to Chick-fil-A, Kim.
What? Kim. Can you please explain to the people why you do that again?
I love it because it's so simple. It's just Kim. K-I-M. You can't fuck that up.
You really can't. But still, it's so mine. Fast. It's not yours.
Kim.
Remember that time we were at the food truck at work and you gave my name? And I was like, that is not her name. Her name is Mo. And like,
I like walked over away and I turned. What do y'all call my name? I was like, huh?
It was her. She was like, Mo, and you look.
Like, your order's ready. I'm like, thank God, bitch.
I think she heard our conversation of us talking about it. I was like, stop ordering. Because what the fuck name am I supposed to give?
Still to this day. If Kim, we and me you walked to Burrito Gallery today right now and they asked us what our name was, I'm still going to say Kim. It's just
because we did Kim. So then what am I supposed to say?
You can say Kimberly if we together.
You can go to hell. It's my name. How are you
going to you can say Kimberly? It's such a habit now. Anytime somebody like, what's the name for the order? Kim. Big ass keychain that say Monique. But my name is Kim. I don't care.
When you sign the receipt, you sign it Monique. But the...
I had the strip club last night, and I had made a few sales, and one of the girls, she was trying to...
You brought it!
I was showing it to you. Yeah, she was trying to debate what size she wanted, and she pointed out, she was like, no, let me get the mini size, because I ain't gonna be at the gas station with my phone, or my keys to my on the phone, somebody to my money, because it's so big, you can see my name from a mile
away. It's cute!
And I think that one time I was wearing my necklace that said Monique, and I think I told somebody my name was Kim, I think I was ordering, and he was like, and he started looking at my necklace, I'm like, you're in my business. Oh! I said what I said. Don't look down there.
Did you really say that?
Yes. Because he was looking down. Like, he was looking like he didn't want to say your name says Monique. Bitch, and if it said bad bitch, you're going to put that on
you don't know seat. Who this is. This is going to be my mother. You're my business. That is so funny. Yeah, stop giving my name.
But when she, because she did just, she picked up the key. She's like, yeah, I'll be on the phone just like this. Be at the gas station. Somebody's like, hey, Monique. Like, because it is huge. Because I'm so extra. I was like, I want to have it so huge.
You can read this from a mile.
Literally.
Away. This is so cute. First of all, this is a theme.
It is. What do you think it is? Got a little theme going.
This is so cute.
What are your keychains from Mom and Dad?
Definitely. Because this is adorable.
Remember I told you when I be working, every time I'm working, I find something new or figure out something different. Yes.
What now?
It's such a release, but it's also like, you a dumbass. I'll be having those moments. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be nice to yourself. I'm like, you a dummy. You could have realized that a long time ago.
Okay, so what's the new? Right, oh, you want to get the inside scoop on the podcast?
Oh, it's very much just to do with the lettering and the spacing.
Oh.
That's all.
I definitely want me, like,
just a K by itself?
Yeah.
I got you.
Where's my ashtray?
Oh, Kim. We're not doing this on the podcast. We're not doing this. I have all these molds and all these things and all these empty promises that I have given. All these empty promises. I have to come through with my words.
The lies.
I was like, I took a whole day. I'm going to get everything done. It did not go that way. And it wasn't because like I wasn't working. I promise you, Kim, I worked a whole day. I was like, everything's still not done. So, I don't know.
It's not enough hours in the day.
That's really what it all boils down to.
It really isn't enough hours in the day.
So I'm going to try to figure this thing out. I have to eat up my PTO. I'm taking that right now.
Say it again, because what?
I mainly did that because I had that girl big order for her grand opening.
Oh, yeah.
That's really what it came down to. The other stuff, I can manage throughout the week. But then I also went out of town, so that pushed me back as well.
You're having a hot girl summer.
I'm trying.
Join me.
She did.
She did. Because I was trying to figure out what was going to do for her birthday. You know, it's a couple days after yours. So I was having the idea that we should send her because she was talking about getting a facial. She had gotten one before, but she said she didn't like it. So I was like, oh, because Chelsea do facial, you know, that whole thing. So I was like, okay, I'll send her to go do that, like have a little spa day or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Kiara is our, you know, ringleader, sibling ringleader. So I...
Self-proclaimed? Or are you giving her this title?
I'm giving her that title.
I'm like,
ew. I mean, that she is the big sister, like the oldest, so it kind of makes sense. But I approached
her. Pause, because just because you said big sister, she posted that picture of Malcolm for his birthday with her. I said, this is the cutest thing. I didn't realize. Please, clearly the oldest, because Malcolm was so little compared to her. I said, what is happening in my brain?
They 3 years apart. So cute.
Three?
Yeah.
Damn.
295. Malcolm was so cute when he was that little. Mind you, I hadn't even met them yet.
Who are these people?
I did not know them when they were that small. So, yeah, I had asked Kiara about it. And she was just talking about all kinds of different shit. So, where was I going? What was the point of this story?
Talking about booking her thing because Kiara's ringleader. So
but there was a reason I was talking about this. What were we talking about before that?
Go ask me, Ken. You know, I just start talking and you just start to go and that's it.
Oh, Hot Girl Summer. That's what it was.
Oh.
I was trying to book that for her. So I was going to book it on the 10th, which is, you know, just a couple days before her birthday, but it's on a weekend. So she was like, oh, no, we can't do that because Tara King having a Hot Girl Summer. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Apparently she's going out of town 2 weekends in a row.
Who do you think you are?
Ma'am, you have children. Stay home. Home. So I guess we can't. I guess we're just gonna send her flowers because we can't.
Oh,
she can't get booked for that. So, right. And then she's talking about, well, for Mother's Day. I said, I didn't ask you about Mother's Day. I already got her gift for Mother's Day.
That shit is right around the corner.
It is. What you doing for Mother's Day?
I don't know.
We be having a brunch.
You invite me to brunch? Can't invite me to brunch, y'all. Oh, mom.
Very much are. You get gifts on Mother's Day.
I better be showered.
How does that feel?
I feel appreciated.
I mean, it is a whole, damn, y'all really get a whole extra day to get gifts.
We do.
Yeah.
After my birthday, Al. Right after Valentine's, wasn't about that. We could have just skipped the whole month. I skipped March just that quick.
Okay, so you don't have any birthday plans yet.
The only thing I know for a fact that I want to do is go bowling.
You and this bowling.
I'm not even kidding.
Like a whole.
I told Kitty yesterday, she gonna roll her eyes. Get your shit together.
Wait, why she roll her eyes?
Because she's sick of me talking about bowling too.
Yeah, I think we all are, man.
And we're gonna all have a good time. We get drunk. Fuck is drunk and throw this ball down his lane.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
I lucky want to do it at Splits because, you know, I just like the look and the feel of Splits. Yeah,
and that's like a good birthday party environment situation.
Should I book off like, was it two lanes? Don't they have like two lanes that like, kind of by each other?
Mm-hmm.
So I just booked like the two lanes.
Yeah, the little seating. Because it's like the...
Yeah, like a little booth situation, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they kind of connect, like kind of flow, not connect, but like flow into each other.
Yeah.
So easy to have a little party.
I'm a little shindig there. I might do that. That's the only thing I know for a fact I want to do. Well, that and maybe a birthday dinner. All
right. No, you didn't
but see, I don't know how fancy I want to do it. I don't know if I want to book a room or, you know, just walk up into a place like, hey, y'all going to be here, meet at 7, and be like, hey, we got a party of 10, 20, whatever. We'll see. Your girl turned 28.
How's that feel?
It hurts.
How does it hurt?
Because I'm technically 30 now.
Girl.
When did I start? When I first met you and them and Deanna, I was be like, I'm 30.
Yes.
30. That was like in 2017.
Yes. So I'm pretty much 30. You were 25. 30. Please calm down.
I'm so young. Full of life.
You were 25, Betsy.
Look at me now. Run down.
Oh, I finally seen the... You talking about run...
Looking all sad. Looking at
the run down? What are you saying? Do you feel like... This might be a loaded question. Do you feel like you reached your peak?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That must be so sad to feel like you're past your peak.
Right. When most people would... Would you think anybody our age would say that?
I hope not.
I don't want that either.
But some people did peak in high school.
Ooh, wait, but it's your face.
You know what they say about the popular kids? Like, if you was, like, popular in high school, and that's usually when you peaked, first of all. That's not true.
It's not.
But some people did peak in high school.
I can say, like, career-wise. You know, you think about, like, the football players who were, like, the it guy for football, and you're, like, you were really good, mm-hmm. but you got to college, and you know you're among a lot of people who were really good, so mm-hmm. you kind of not that nigga no
my
more.
I talked about it on Euphoria.
That's what I thought you meant about, like, peaking, because I'm going to say, okay, I guess that could be true.
That's sad.
It is.
That's a sad, just that specific situation, because that boy went to college. I mean, obviously, in high school, everybody's blowing smoke up your ass, telling you how you're so great, recruiters coming to see you, correct. You know, all this different stuff. And then he got to college and he was just like looking around like, oh, I'm not. So he went to go tell his daddy, like, you know, dad, I'm not the best one. I'm not the best. Like, and he was like, what are you talking about? I think that's when he realized that he wasn't going to the NFL. Because it's like high school to college. Okay, that's, but then college is clearly the gateway to the NFL. Yeah. So you either going to make it to the NFL or you're going to find something else to do. And I think he realized he was not going to the NFL. And that was a little bit.
That's when a lot of people who were the it guys in football in high school realized it, like, oh, either got hurt or they realized I'm not the fucking best.
Oh,
shit. So talk about a peak.
Right.
Hey, Anita.
I just ordered two new records. Ariana Grande and Kehlani.
Oh, is it the Kehlani we love? The
water? That album really did something. And she still ain't released the deluxe. Get on it, girl.
Damn, now I gotta listen to that in the car on the way home.
What's taking you so long? She was in her bag.
She was.
All the damn songs.
That came out last year. When did that come out?
Last May.
That first time we had our little thing here at your house. That's when Megan had kind of dropped that album with Captain Hook on it and all that.
Yes.
So I'm listening to, I think it was either, it had to be Captain Hook. And I'm like, damn, it made me feel like.
I'm so excited. Like, you can't cuff me. But somebody was tweeting about that last night. And it was like, Captain Hook did not get the attention it deserved. And I agree because that song went. Like that, Savage
you
was cute.
You put me onto it.
Yeah, Savage was cute, but I feel like Captain Hook should have got
it. I think Savage only made it through because that whole TikTok era and then people making the dance too, so everybody wanted to be seen.
That's
like
what
doing
it was. That should have been Captain. I guess you can't make a dance to Captain Hook. But Captain Hook, go harder.
It did. You put me onto that same day. So when I hear it, I think about how I felt in that time frame. Ugh, I'm going to get the car and have a fun time. That's what I've been thinking. When I think about a song, I'm going to get the car and have a great time.
I didn't tell you, but it feels like I haven't talked to you in a long time.
And we pretty much ain't talked all week.
We didn't. We talked on Monday. I called you. You're proud of myself. but that was the last time we talked. You be working, friend.
Yeah, I like it.
But you need to make this money. You know,
I know. Money.
I like to be a kept.
So I can buy nasty ass drinks with me and my friends and these blueberry donuts.
Ooh, that I'm gonna bust down on. I probably shouldn't. I'm gonna save it.
What time are we gonna go? It's me ready to plan our lives on the podcast.
Okay. Right.
Wrap it up then. Did I say that last time? We said something funny on the last episode. I cannot think what it was.
I don't know. Last episode was so damn long ago.
Don't be this way.
I mean, what was the last episode? Oh, Through and Through. Oh, that's what it was.
That's on me. Oh, okay.
Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast, on Twitter at The Even Exchange, on Instagram I'm Hey Pretty Lady. I'm not Hey Pretty Lady. I'm most Hey Pretty Lady _. And I'm Kimberly Latree. I'm proud of this episode, giggles, because that's all the fun we've been doing. But yeah, we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.